This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Almost more of a challenge to you guys. You know, if you make the play,
yeah. Third and short, fourth and short, that's the mentality down. And, you know, it's basically like, we're better than you, we're stronger than you. So, I mean, it's mano a mano. And everybody knows what play is coming. I mean, you know, nowadays, a couple jet sweeps, different trick plays, but for the most part, they're going to line up and try to run through the gap. And as a D line, like, you take that as a challenge.
Bigger picture, what was the difference in this team between first half and second half?
No, I think we just went back to playing and being who we are. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just fundamental football, sound fundamental football. That's what you have to do to win this league. You know, my short time is Coach McDermott always preaches. And I think the coolest message he ever told us was, you got to keep hitting good shots on the fairway. Just keep hitting good shots on the fairway. And that'll eventually lead you to success. So, you know, we had that mentality, that mindset. I think it showed in the second half.
Were you on the field on the third down play when Terrell hit him in midair before the fourth down stop? It was a little offset play in the direct snap. I don't know if you were on the field or not.
So, you know, it's funny. On those short yardage plays, I don't really see what happens.
I got you.
So, like, I kind of go really low, and I come on the ball really fast, and I hit somebody. And then I remember actually me and DQ kind of look at each other like, bro, what happened? Like, you hear the crowd cheering. You kind of roll over, kind of look up, and then I see Dorian flex in the backfield. So, you know, that's always a good sign.
I guess my question, though, is because if you were, he lined up – Rudolph lined up offset. He wasn't even under center. So, something there, is that kind of – do you have to kind of be more aware of something happening, or you just have to play your gap?
I mean, honestly, when it comes to that down distance, that situation, I mean, they come out in that formation. You see him walk under center. My job is to get in my gap, and I'm focused on that gap and the man in front of me.
You said, Sean said, keep it in the fairway. What kind of golfer are you?
Not a very good one. But listen, I'm a lefty, so, you know, I got some promise. My shot has a mean slice, though, so we're working on my long game.
You've been here 7 games. What have you made of the way this team makes adjustments in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, we just don't quit, right? And this is an intelligent football team. And I remember throughout the draft process of my interviews with the Bills, you could tell it's that type of team. Like, these guys don't just, you know, go out here and play football every week. It's a preparation process. You know, you're always in the playbook. You're always trying to figure out who the other team is and just learning, constantly learning. And that's the biggest thing for me. I've constantly learned every single day. And that's my goal every single day, is just learn something new.
Why did the pass rush seemingly get a lot better as the game went on?
You know, there's a saying, actually one of my college D-line coaches used to say, he said, when they come in bunches. And that's usually how it works. Yeah. One person gets hot, you're like, man, I need to give me some. And then they go, I need to give me one. So it's just always how it rolls. And obviously we get more into the game. You get more comfortable with snap count, personnel and everything else. So, I mean, that's probably what happened.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.